attention is doing me in. Fuck it all, fuck this world, fuck everything that you stand for. Don't belong, don't exist, don't give a shit, don't have a judgment. Breaking down the bonds exposed, taking shape, taking shape, over and over and under my skin. All this momentum is doing me in. Fuck it all, fuck this world, fuck everything that you stand for. Don't belong, don't exist, don't give a shit, don't have a judgment. Hello, welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 70, I believe. This is the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com, the only source for election coverage that matters in this fine country of ours. I was just get down to it. I mean, we did it. we fucking did it, everybody. Yeah. Just give yourself a, you know, round of applause. Go buy yourself something nice. I mean, you all deserve it. It's been a long, hard fought battle, and you know the odds were certainly stacked high against us at every turn. But we kept at it. I mean, to the bitter end. I mean, everyone kept saying there wasn't a chance in hell. And when they said we were all crazy, we were all fucking not fit for it. We couldn't do it. We survived all the bullying, all the hate. The refusal to even listen to the other side of the story. Our livelihoods weren't taken into consideration. But still, we suffered. We took it. We just fucking sat there silently and took it. But we dug our heels in. But we put our heads down and we endured, and we came out victorious on the other end. And of course, I'm talking about my time playing Castlevania: Lords of Shadow 2, because I get to the end of it, and now it's fucking out of my life for good. And thank fucking Christ for that, because that game fucking sucks. What a piece of shit that game is. Castlevania: Lords of Shadow 2, fucking. It's like fucking Metal Gear Solid's fucking cutscenes fucked an episode of Dragon Ball Z and created this fucking hellspawn that lives, it just lives to piss me off. Like, that's what it's there for. It sits there on Steam just waiting for somebody to click it and being like, you like fucking the first, you like Castlevania, right? Remember Castlevania? Remember fucking Lords of Shadow 1? That was good. Try this one out. It'll be good. But no, it's a fucking, I don't know. Face hugger was waiting there. Fucking, I don't know. Insert fucking analogy here of why the game sucks. It's a bad game. Really, really is. I mean, I fucking, had high hopes for it after replaying fucking, I played the fucking first Lords of Shadow when it came out. Really liked it. Fucking just replayed it and shit. Never played the second one, but fucking just because I don't know what the fuck I was doing when the second one came out. Didn't have time to do it, but. I don't know what the fuck went wrong with the sequel. This was pretty bad. If they just fucking stuck to the formula. I mean of the original one. I hate saying like they should have just fucking copy and pasted. I mean not that. I mean they could whatever. I mean, make it better. Obviously make it a fucking sequel or whatever. I mean that would have been like the least effort fucking thing to do. If they just fucking like, all right, here's the original fucking Lords of Shadow and just pretty much add more levels. I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, tweak a little bit of it. Just give me a new fucking story, a new fucking like whatever. And, just new environments and shit. And that would have been, that would have been like the least effort fucking thing they could have done. And it still would have been good, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, it would have been like, I should probably mix it up, whatever. A little bit, I mean, take a little step towards something different, but, Yeah, instead of doing that, they just fucking, I don't know, they shit out some fucking anime, fucking emo, fucking garbage, you know. Barely a game. I mean, it's fucking, you don't even control like 80% of the fucking, you know, what's going on there. It's all fucking cutscenes, and I can't fucking stand that. You know, it just seems like all, you know, all the fucking, the time, the effort, and the, you know, you can tell it's like, a lot of money, a lot of, you know, people worked on this, but all that time and effort and shit was went into the fucking, the cutscenes, you know what I mean? Then they were like, I don't know, fucking, what do we do now? I mean, it's gotta be like a game, I guess, and, people like stealth, right? And so, yeah, people like stealth, but it's fucking good fucking stealth, so. Speaking of which, like, fucking just a jump, I mean, fucking, I keep seeing, like, Dishonored 2, like, that game's getting, like, huge reviews and shit, and then I'm fucking, like, I really didn't like the fucking first one, and then, like, start watching some videos, I'm like, I fucking hate that goddamn art style, I really do, so I fucking, whatever, didn't get it, but I'm sure it's better than fucking Lord of Shadow 2, but just no, but, yeah, stealth, the fucking stealth and fucking that, and Lords of Shadow 2, I mean, it just sucks. I mean, it's fucking, you know, like Metal Gear's, well, Metal Gear stealth sucks too, but, I'll stop doing that, but Lords of Shadow 2 is fucking worse than fucking Metal Gear's, I'll say that, but, I don't know. Fuck both those games anyway. Fuck Metal Gear and Castlevania, fucking. But I mean, it really is just fucking like, you know, it seems like they were like, you know, fucking, again, it's Konami and the same fucking publisher anyway, but I think even Fuckface fucking, what's his name there, Kojima did something on these games too, but it just seems they were like fucking like, oh, Metal Gear gets away with the fucking showing a cutscene every fucking two steps and, you know, take two steps and fucking show a cutscene, so we can do that too, right? I mean, again, that's fucking, I don't know, people like, still just going on the fucking, the Metal Gear tangent, but it's fucking like people, I don't know why people like accept that. It's fucking like, that's like the easiest thing to fucking do in the world is fucking, you know what I mean, make a fucking movie pretty much, and then like a little bit of gameplay is sold off as a fucking game. Oh, it's great, it's fucking really cinematic. It's like, yeah, it's a fucking more. Anyway, but, yeah, I mean, they just took, you know, between that and the bad stealth and the other shit in the game, it's like they just, and like fucking what the cutscenes are, it's just like, dude, they took parts of like chopped up little parts of fucking shit that I hate and just fucking like put it all together and like, oh yeah, here's a piece of shit, like fucking for you, custom made for you to not like. So yeah, I don't know what else to say about it other than it's fucking, it's bad. I mean, I fucking wrote a fucking review on the site, and yeah, I mean, just quickly, I mean, I couldn't wait to be done with it. Like, I fucking didn't even bother doing, like, all of the, you know, I usually, like, I go try to get some of the collectibles, do some of the side shit, like, whatever, and, real early on, I'm just like, no, I'm not even gonna do this. This game just controls like garbage and fucking, it's, you know, open world type thing, and it's fucking, the open world sucks to fucking like get around in, and just like, fuck that. So I pretty much rushed through the fucking main story as quick as I could, and I'm just fucking like debating, like, I should just not play this. This is bad, but get with it, and it sucks. So gruntfreepress.com is where you can read their review of how bad it is, but. Anyway, fucking just go off a little off tangent. Whatever. I mean, off the game and the game proper topic. Real quick news about streaming. Anyway, one thing I kept hearing about the internet in general was just fucking people talking about Comcast having like data caps. Keep hearing about that. I mean, I guess they're doing it in certain states or whatever, and what they're doing is fucking limiting fucking how much data you can use fucking per month, you know. So as soon as I heard that, I'm like, fuck that, dude, and fucking freaked out, and fucking I've already been through the whole Comcast sucks things a long time ago, how much how terrible they are, but there's really no other choice in my town anyway, so Yeah, so I'm like, fucking Jesus, this is gonna really suck. So I freak out, fucking check my Comcast email, and it's not in my state, thankfully, yet. I mean, I'm not saying like fucking like, ah, it's, I don't have to worry about it, it's not fucking in my state, but what I just thought was funny is fucking, the last email they sent me was fucking like, whatever, it was like a week ago or something. They're like, oh yeah, we've randomly fucking upped your internet speed. So I'm like, that's kind of like funny and like ironic and kind of like shitty. I mean, it's like, all those other people are fucking, paying more fucking money and they're limiting their fucking, not limiting their fucking how much fucking data they can use a month. And meanwhile, I was like, oh yeah, you guys get more fucking whatever, fucking more speed over here, and fucking no cap. And it almost seems like fucking like if they're gonna bring it over here, it's just kind of like conspiratorial or whatever, just being like fucking like, oh yeah, your internet's faster and you can get more whatever done. Stream some more like high quality shit. But oh yeah, by the way, if you do that, it's probably gonna jack up your fucking. How much shit you're using every month anyway, so, like, it's the way they're gonna get you. I mean, again, I hate to fucking dismiss it. I mean, I'd be pissed if I had to fucking deal with that shit. So, I feel for you. Whatever the fuck states those were, like 15 of them or something, man, that fucking sucks. And then, quick OBS news, or fucking OBS. I hear people saying OBS. No, that's fucking OBS, Open Broadcast Software. Yeah, it's the fucking program I use to stream all my games and shit. They did an update, the basic was in it, is like fucking like, you can do like DirectX 12 games, which I was worried about. Was saying like fucking some of the games had options and shit, of fucking just like, turn DirectX 12 on for like whatever Battlefield, and I forget what the other one was, but you turn it on and it's fucking just like up, screen just goes black where you're trying to stream and shit from OBS or like the Xbox games on PC. You try doing that, they just wouldn't stream at all. You'd have to do a weird like fucking monitor capture or some shit, but yeah, all that shit's seems to be fixed now, so pretty cool. Just worth mentioning for follow up. I know I was fucking bitching about that earlier, so and then in other streaming, I know this is exciting. This is actually like the ass end of shit I had for fucking last week. So you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Shit I was, this is like D tier from fucking the last fucking episode. So there you go. Fucking my fucking cards are on the table. Fucking, I keep hearing about, the streaming service for fucking Microsoft bought called like Beam or whatever, and it's supposed to be like, this is gonna be a good alternative to fucking Twitch, and it's fucking like real like fast and like whatever, like no response time or whatever, like a fucking a little like lag between like when you're streaming and when it goes up, and weird like interactive shit or something. But I mean, thing is fucking like, it's an alternative to Twitch and fucking whatever is, are more people on there than like Hitbox. I mean, I like Hitbox and shit, but it's just like, fucking, again, me as fucking like a nobody fucking like streamer is fucking like, on Twitch within like, whatever, being on Twitch in like a couple months or whatever the hell I was doing, like fucking like, I get like, 100 and something fucking subscribers and fucking like whatever, and fucking like Hitbox I've been doing for like, whatever, year and a half or some shit, and I only have like 40 or some shit. Like, people keep like leaving, like fucking people are like, this seems like, this guy plays like whatever I'm playing at the moment, like Call of Duty, I'll subscribe to him. And they figure out like, he's sitting there playing like whatever civilization or like something stupid like afterwards, and like, fuck this, and like whatever, and they'll unsubscribe. Or some idiots fucking just like, dude, post some memes, bro, and they try doing it, and fucking like have like all the links and the pictures and shit like disabled. It's just like, fuck you, fucking leave. You know what I mean? Which, I mean, it's the same thing with Twitch too. It's more retards. So it's probably probably the same. Same average of retards per capita on both services, but it's just like fucking like, man, I've been fucking streaming forever, and I'm still like at like under 40. You know what I mean? Fucking people following, and of those 40 people like following, like nobody fucking watches anyway. But I'm just like, Beam, like fucking whatever. If I can like the ground floor, you know what I mean, or like whatever the fuck. And it's been on for a little bit, but if I can be like trendy for once, you know, and like jump on this shit and fucking like whatever, and establish a thing, establish a presence on Beam or whatever. I mean, fucking like that. Maybe that'll be my ticket to a professional asshole, whatever the fuck I do. Yeah. So I mean, fucking. Yeah. I mean, I try it. I mean, I'm just. Same shit. I mean, it's the main thing too. Is like, oh, why don't you fucking like Twitch? Just, the whole like send, like they censor and they're fucking like whatever. Just all the bullshit fucking rules for everybody and just fucking like, oh, you know, we don't, you know, fucking some kind of like controversy. They're like fucking like the first to cave of just like, oh, you can't show this, you can't show that, and you know, girls have to fucking like cover up and like I don't know. And plus they give preferential like bandwidth treatment to like, you know, the more popular the channel or like whatever, they're fucking like, oh, you get more like fucking like bandwidth, so like, you know, they can fucking stream it like whatever, and you try doing it and your fucking things like crash in and fucking like whatever. So I'm like, all right, fucking whatever, new streaming service, let's just take a little look-see. So I signed up for it, and first thing I do is I use the hitbox. Fucking again, I apologize. This is fucking boring, but the first thing I look for is like, yeah, where's the fucking like embed code, like to fucking put it on the Grunt Free Press, like the website. So yeah, that's what I use. Hitbox is on there, you know. And looking like I can't, no like easy one to fucking to see, and then fucking like I look fucking in like real quick in the forum, and it's just fucking like, oh yeah, that's kind of not that great. Yeah, don't even bother with it yet. It's coming. It's just fucking like I don't know, man. So just, even that like that alone, I'm like, it may not be worth it to switch over. And I just heard shit about it. Like, I'm like, oh, I thought like the way I heard it, like fucking, from other people, it just sounded like it worked like fucking natively with like Windows 10 or whatever. So it's like, no, you don't have to fucking set up like whatever. You don't have to fucking even like bother like running like a fucking program. It's just fucking like, oh, you just fucking click like stream and fucking like whatever and just go. And not that OBS isn't, once you have it set up, it's fucking pretty much that anyway. So I don't know. I did fucking use it for like a little bit, and it's fucking like, I don't know what the hell is going on. It's fucking like, I was working for 1 second, and then it's fucking like black screen the next. And, they do kind of like a goofy thing of fucking just like, they try to make it like interactive, like you streaming, it's like a game. It's like fucking, oh, the more you stream, you earn these fucking like whatever points or whatever, then you can use those points to fucking, whatever, buy whatever the fuck they even sell. You can use it to fucking, like, you know, put a fucking picture in a stretch. I don't know, it was fucking kind of goofy, and in the end, it just wasn't worth, like, fucking with. I'm just fucking, like, I don't know, it's, I'll stick to OBS, that's worked fine for 2 years or whatever. So there you go. That was boring news. Let's move on to some other boring news that I'd rather talk about than Lords of Shadow 2, or whatever the fuck my technical explorations and my fucking ramblings. I'll talk about some politics, and I know I said before, like fucking, like I hated all these other fucking places. They're just fucking like, as soon as like, you know what I mean, this double like fucking, as soon as like the election was coming, they're fucking like, oh, he's, you know, we're running like legit fucking political ads and just fucking like straight up just talking about it. So just to reiterate, I mean, I don't give a flying fuck about politics. But unless, I mean, that's the thing, like, I don't give a shit about, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking all that, but if it's something that's like, I'm like, you know, but it's fucking, most of it just doesn't affect my fucking day-to-day life, and most people's, I'm sure. But, but if it's something that's like fucking like, man, this is like something that really fucking pisses me off. I mean, like fucking, you know, censorship, fucking political correctness, something like that. Something in general that fucking affects me personally, which I understand is probably like why most people get into it. But it's fucking like, I mean, just, I'm just saying, like in general, like the whole game of like the politic game and fucking like, oh, who's in fucking whatever, you know, cheerleading fucking people on, all that. I don't do that. It pisses me off. Again, it's fucking, I've said it before, it's like the new fucking religion of just like, hey, I'd rather just fucking like whatever, just not do anything and fucking make fun of people who do. That's my MO. I mean, that might sound kind of like selfish. I understand being like, I don't care about it unless it fucking affects me like directly or whatever. But you know, I'm not gonna fucking, you know, who am I? I mean, I can fucking barely take care of myself. You know, I'm not in a position to fucking, you know, fight other people's fucking battles for them. And I'm not gonna fucking pretend that I speak for anybody else except fucking myself. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be like fucking like, oh, those fucking whatever, you know. One-legged fucking, hermaphrodite fucking albinos over, you know what I mean, in fucking, Indian reservations in fucking New Mexico. I mean, you gotta fucking, who's gonna represent them? I don't know. Not me. What am I gonna, I don't fucking know anything about them. And if I did, I'm not gonna fucking pretend, you know what I mean, again, that I know what the fuck, is going on there. Well, that's a big problem, is the one-legged tranny albinos and the Indian reservations in New Mexico. That was a big issue, I think, this year. But fucking whatever. I'm not going to fucking pretend to speak for anybody but me. And one thing I do, again, and fucking the political correctness, fuck that. And you know what I mean? The censorship, fuck that. Those are my main issues. And I'm for fucking like equal rights of fucking everybody. Meaning that I fucking hate everybody. Hate everybody equally. I mean, that's fucking my stance. So, what do you want? You're going to accuse me of fucking like this or that. Go fuck yourself, pretty much. But I mean, again, almost like a reason why I fucking even started the site and all that, just cause it's like, dude, you like look at all the fucking, the gaming sites and all that. And I'm listening to the podcast and it's been, you know, fucking years. I mean, it's just fucking, everything's just been like, it's just so like saturated of this fucking, like, I mean, like, completely like on message in quotes. That's the other thing too. I'll fight against that too. It's fucking just like, dude, you guys are just such, I don't know, just fucking like brainwashed. It's hard to even tell if you're just fucking like playing it up and you're trying, you like, do you actually believe that shit? You know what I mean? Am I supposed to like feel bad for you because you're brainwashed of just fucking like repeating the same bullshit? Or you guys are like, you know, you guys scared to like fucking like say like any other opinion of what's fucking, you know what I mean? The mainstream one of fucking just like, oh, whatever. Fucking hipster, fucking PC, like left wing, fucking everything's offensive, like that shit. I mean, everybody's racist and fucking sexist, who disagrees with me and all that shit. And they are because I say so or whatever. They say something like off message, like whatever, with like, even a fucking, like, you can't even joke, like any of that. If you say, anything you say is going to, they're going to take it out of fucking context and, you know, and of course, you know, if we label you that, I mean, fucking whatever, it might as well be labeling, it's like when fucking people label other people like communist or like whatever, fucking, well, yeah, it's always like fucking like witch, like fucking, oh, witch in the fucking witch trials, ah, she's a witch, and fucking, you know what I mean, like that type of thing. Only now it's fucking, you know, if you're white straight men, I mean, that's the thing, I mean, you're the fucking, the devil, I mean, white straight men are the devil, and fucking, that's it. I mean, they just gotta, you know, either conform and just fucking like, you know, just take all the bullshit thrown at them or fucking like whatever. I mean, or you just out. I mean, that's it. That's the society they want now. It's just fucking like, you know, yeah, but, again, it's just about every fucking form of media out there. There's the same shit, and just fucking, you know, again, heavily in the gaming the press. Like I said, that's pretty much why this podcast exists. I mean, I'm not fucking part of like groups. I'm not a fucking extremist. You know, a lot of, again, what this election reminded me of was fucking like Gamergate. Like it's the same shit. Like really, it was like fucking almost like testing ground and. They pretty much lost that, I think, and fucking, it's like the gaming press looks at the mainstream press as like, you know what I mean, the example of like how they conduct this. It's the same shit. It was fucking just like, you know, they're colluding, they're fucking just, you know, working for fucking whoever. I mean, the game developers and fucking working against fucking what the people, like the gamers, wanted, you know what I mean? And fucking like the same shit, and fucking the mainstream media is doing the same exact shit. And I just thought that was like funny, just that the parallel there. And they lost. I mean, that's it. And fucking, yeah, I mean, just fucking, you know, I just get really fucking sick of hearing, you know, hearing the same shit, and just, you know, I just fucking, you know, I just fucking figure, you know, all this shit would blow over, and then, you know, like, all right, this fucking, like, they gotta be done with this bullshit. And just when you thought it was done, they'd fucking write another article about how fucking privileged I am, you know what I mean? And fucking, you know, I'm just such fucking some elite fucking, you know, my life's just, you know, fucking peaches, because, you know, my overnight fucking stalking fucking manual labor job, I mean, it does allow me to fucking comfortably live in a fucking, you know, in a room the size of a fucking prison cell in my parents' house. So, you know, at the tender age of fucking 32, you know, and fucking with like no like prospect or way to get out of here, you know. You know, I fucking, I watched them talk about, you know, watch them fucking, you know, they're all fucking getting rich, like talking about how, you know, how I'm a piece of shit and fucking, oh, I should feel bad about myself, and fucking like people are like giving them fucking like donations and fucking, you know, speaking fucking arrangements for like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to fucking talk for like an hour about how I'm a piece of shit and everybody should fucking rise up. And you know what I mean? It's like, oh, great, cool. Now I'm going to go fucking, getting my fucking, you know, 2002 fucking Ford Focus, and hope fucking my muffler doesn't fucking fall off today, you know what I mean? Work fucking 40 plus hours a week and fucking come home all fucking beat up, you know what I mean? All beat up and fucking sore and shit, and then I have to fucking hear this shit. It's like, dude, fuck off. Go fuck yourself. And, you know, and not only that, it's fucking, you know, after all that shit, just fucking of my real life, you know what I mean? Of fucking my real fucking misery, day to day fucking misery. It's just all everything you like too, that, you know, that fucking, entertains you to fucking get your mind off all that shit. That's all fucking racist and sexist. You know, I should feel bad about fucking, you know, just for existing. I mean, which I do, believe me, but, not because I'm fucking sexist or racist. I mean, where those fucking dyke nigger fucking cunts get that shit. I mean, there's a bunch of fucking faggots, if you ask me. But, you know, it's just like that shit just kept going. I mean, I'm not a fucking conspiracy fucking theorist. I don't believe people are fucking smart or fucking organized enough to fucking make anything, of consequence happen in fucking secret, you know what I mean? But it's just fucking, once the election ball got fucking rolling, it was pretty clear, or queer. I mean, what the fuck was going on? I mean, in the fucking media, and again, like Gamergate, it's fucking like, oh, like everyone just, they try to sweep it under the rug and being like, fucking like, oh, it's just cause, whatever the fuck. I mean, just, oh, people, they're just all, again, it's the same shit. Oh, everyone's fucking, oh, we're saying the fucking, you know, they're saying the fucking, the media is fucking colluding and, you know, working against, you know, sending emails to each other and fucking, like, you know what I mean, to fucking straight, you know, fucking just stay on message and fucking however and fucking whatever. I mean, and just fucking like, oh no, you know, you guys are just fucking sexist and racist. That was the same shit, you know what I mean? And then fucking like straight fucking emails get fucking hacked and leaked out there too, where it's just fucking like, no, look, I mean, you guys are all like in a fucking email chain telling each other what the fuck to write and how to stay on message, and fucking like, oh no, that's not how it is at all. It's just fucking, you know, racist and fucking sexist. But I mean, then, like, you know, again, the election, the fucking all that, it's just all fucking left wing fucking propaganda in the fucking media. I mean, they're all trying to get power by making fucking, you know, white straight men the fucking scapegoat, and just fucking, you know, trying to get them. It's like, yeah, we think that, but you have, you know, again, it was, other than, like, you know, every fucking problem you have in life. I mean, you know, if you're fucking poor, you're unhappy. I mean, shit's not going how you want it to. I mean, it's all because, you know, all these fucking white men are fucking living like kings, and, you know, they're all fucking keeping you down, and, you know, it's literally like the man, you know, so it's just like the whole, their whole like target audience is fucking like, hey, all non-white people. I mean, fucking, you have to unite against this fucking common enemy. You know, all women. I mean, yeah, you know, we have a fucking woman fucking Democratic candidate. So, you know, you have to vote for her, or you're voting against your fucking interests. You know what I mean? Like fucking, oh, you have a vagina. Oh, everyone's trying to just keep you down. Who doesn't? So she's gonna be like your fucking champion. You know, And then fucking like, you know, everybody again, you know, if you're not white, fucking vote for her. If you're a woman, vote for her. And fucking, you know, if you're a man, if you don't vote for her, you're a fucking racist and a sexist. It's pretty much like, yeah, that was their plan. I mean, that was their fucking game plan. You know, and fucking, you know, everybody, you're all fucking systematically fucking repressed. Which I actually believe is fucking true. I mean, we all kind of are, but not how they do. You know what I mean? It's not the same. It's not because fucking white people or, you know, white people who, or white men in particular are fucking like, oh, they're the problem. I mean, it's fucking nothing to do with that. I mean, that's actual fucking like sexism and racism, you know? It's, more fucking rich versus fucking poor. It's nothing to do with fucking race or sex or fucking sexual orientation or fucking religion, whatever the fuck. I mean, that's just the sideshow. I mean, this is what they're throwing in into your face, so, you know, it's distracting you from the fucking the real problem that the fucking rich are like just trying to fucking stay rich. You know what I mean? That does nothing to do with them if they're white men or if they're fucking whatever, fucking black fucking women, if they're fucking like whatever the fuck. I mean, it's all about fucking money, you know what I mean? All about money and fucking class and the rich trying to stay rich and fucking, you know, so I mean, is vote with your fucking vagina. I mean, vote with the fucking the color of your skin, because you're not, you know, so you're not fucking racist and fucking sexist, and, you know, this bad man over here, he's saying bad words, and that proves he's a bad man. You know what I mean? Because he fucking said something. He has a fucking personality and fucking like whatever. I mean, he's not staying on message or whatever the fuck, you know. You don't like fucking bad words, do you? If you do, you're a bad person too, you know what I mean? Fuck you. I mean, honestly, fuck off. I didn't fucking vote at all, by the way. Just to get that out of the way. You're a fucking, like, whatever, fucking Trump supporter, you know, whatever. And just fucking, like, you know, no, I didn't fucking vote at all. I'll just say that. But it's one of those deals, like, you know, it's fucking, you know, the day before, fucking leading up to it, I'm hearing it's fucking all, you know, Clinton has a fucking 98% chance of winning, and fucking, it's like, yep, that fucking year long, fucking, no, years long, I mean, fucking again, for like fucking 4 years or something, it's fucking just this, the fucking demonization of fucking white men and fucking, you know, all that shit, and just fucking the brainwashing is what it is. That's the other thing, is it even goes beyond just fucking that. It's just fucking, you know, people getting taught in fucking school. I mean, just, you know, like fucking from like day one of just fucking, as soon as you go into school, just fucking like, oh, you know, white men are fucking like awful and fucking like whatever. I mean, that's what they're exposed to, like, just fucking whatever. So yeah, as I was reading all that shit, I'm just fucking like, ah, there's no way in fucking hell that he's gonna win, that Trump's gonna fucking win, and just fucking, you know, all the fucking podcasts I'm listening to, all the shit I'm exposed to, I was going out of my way to fucking try to stay out of it, just fucking like, I don't give a fuck. So again, I understand this seems just like fucking like, what is this shit I want to hear about fucking video games? But the reason is fucking like, I just went through a long fucking down the rabbit hole of just fucking like, what the fuck just happened, and just fucking like trying to figure it out, like fucking like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean fucking everything I'm listening to, I'm trying to stay out of it fucking leading up. I, you know, I fucking I ended up fucking unsubscribing for most of the fucking really fucking egregious, like, I listen to like some podcast and it's like, what the fuck am I listening to? It's just like, and I think I'll give them like, yo, it's fucking like, they thought it was like a video game fucking podcast, and it's just fucking like straight, just like, you're just like spewing fucking like propaganda. Like, this is ridiculous. And then like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll give them a chance for like one episode. And then, you know what I mean? And then fucking like, you know, the next are just like all in again and fucking like, oh, here's fucking Anita Sarkeesian on our fucking podcast. Okay. And they're just like leading her through these fucking like PR points. It's just like, dude, no. And fucking a lot of us, I'm just like, no, I can't do it. I'm just like being pissed off as I listen to this. I can't do it. So I just fucking shut it off, which some of you might be doing now, but I don't blame you. just like, yeah, I'm bored, and talk about, fucking something. I'm getting there, but just, but yeah, but it's just leading up. I mean, fucking, you know, again, all the fucking just, you know, leading up the night before, I'm saying, like, fucking, like, they're all fucking, like, full steam, just fucking, like, oh, we got this in the bag. Like, how can anybody, like, you know what I mean, be you know, we call them racist, and, you know what I mean? We call them fucking racist and fucking sexist. You know, oh, how can anybody disagree with that, what we say? So I went to bed fucking just thinking, like, all right, it's just whatever. Just gonna wake up, fuck, it's just gonna be more of the same shit that I've been fucking subjected to for fucking the last, like, 4 years or so anyway. It's just gonna be more of that bullshit, so, yay. Nothing's really gonna change, it's all just gonna be the same bullshit, so, what the fuck. Again, my life's not gonna fucking change either way. But then, then I fucking wake up and just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck just happened? I didn't see fucking that shit coming at all. Like, that shit was crazy. Yeah, I was just fucking, again, I was clicking around some fucking news sites before fucking the election. I don't normally do that. Like, I normally don't give a fuck. I'm just fucking like, it seems like whatever, something to look at. So I'm just clicking along fucking little news here and there, and you're just seeing fucking, you know, you're seeing more fucking, you know, reality. You're starting to fucking poke through the fucking bullshit because, you know, everybody was so fucking certain they were gonna fucking, you know, they were gonna fucking have it in the bag of fucking like, ah, well, we control everything, so we control all the fucking, everything everyone's listening to and fucking reading and like watching. So how could we not, like, fuck, you know what I mean? How could people not listen to us after this, you know, years of fucking brainwashing them to vote for this, you know, this is it. This is what it led up to. And, yeah, I'm just fucking reading fucking what Dave Chappelle said, and yeah, that fucking Dave Chappelle. You know, he put this fucking statement out saying he voted for fucking Hillary. Of course he did, but he's saying, well, just keep in mind, I voted for her, but, you know, just the press is really fucked up. You know, they should be fucking ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of the fucking, you know, the anti-fucking Trump fucking propaganda they've been spreading, like, fucking, the big one he kept hearing over and over again is like, oh, Trump said he grabs women by the fucking pussy, and fucking how can anybody fucking support that? Somebody said he grabs fucking women by the pussy, and you know, did you hear that? He's admitting he's a sexual assaulter. He's admitted sexual assault, and like, that's the fucking, like, problem right there. I'm just like, dude, he said something. So what? I mean, fucking, first of all, that's point one. But just get the fuck out of here. I mean, you know, he did say that, and fucking, you know, my thought about it, my thought, fucking just like the shit that's presented to you of like, and he said that, he said he grabs women by the pussy, and it's fucking just like, so, I mean, my thought is just fucking, well, he made a joke, like, whatever, he's fucking talking like a normal fucking person, having a conversation with somebody, he made a fucking, like, joke, or just, like, said something, like, fucking, like, you know, stupid, just to say something stupid, or, like, whatever, just, something came to mind, he said it, fine, great. I don't know. I don't think he's actually going around grabbing every woman he comes across by the pussy. Like, he can't fucking help himself. Even, you know, that's how they're trying to like fucking like, oh yeah, he can't help himself. This is what he does. He's a fucking monster. You know what I mean? It's just like, dude, you guys are fucking retards if you actually fucking believe that. Because yeah. But as far, you know, Dave Chappelle was explaining, and I believe fucking Dave Chappelle, I mean, fucking, you know, this, that fucking, you know, the second half of fucking, you know, if you've listened to the whole thing, the second half of the sound, but the of that soundbite that fucking none of the media was fucking reporting, it was fucking, you know, he said, fucking, I grab women by the pussy and they let me, you know what I mean? Like, fucking pretty much, yeah, he's talking about fucking, like, yeah, like, women fucking whatever, let me do whatever. You're not talking about all of them, fucking, you know, the ones that fucking, you know what I mean, you know, he's talking about, like, you know, something like a consensual, like, you know, like a mutual thing, and fucking still fucking, you know, still just talking. I mean, fucking, you know, like me personally, I rape every fucking woman I come across, but you know, I just can't help myself. But, you know, he's just talking about, you know, how he's fucking, you know, he's rich, he's famous, and fucking a lot of women fucking find that attractive. I mean, big fucking shock, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the end of it. But, you know, Christ fucking forbid he doesn't talk in some fucking stiff, fucking censored, fucking family friendly, fucking sound bites approved by a fucking PR committee every fucking second of his life, you know. Oh, he has a fucking personality. He goes off fucking script. Oh, that's the end of the world. That's it. I mean, no, that's the problem right there. I mean, that's why the media can suck a fucking dick. As, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, fucking anybody who voted for Trump's a fucking hero. And, you know, and then they were voting against the fucking media, and they were voting against the real fucking establishment. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then fucking, you know, then fucking, you know, those are their fucking headlines pretty much when he won. I mean, it wasn't fucking, you know, it wasn't like fucking, you know, the big ones I read were fucking just fucking, you know, establishment shocked by fucking Trump victory. You know what I mean? I saw a fucking, a really great video of fucking, whatever, Milo, whatever the fuck his name is, the fucking, the gay dude is on fucking, whatever, that famous gay dude, that one famous gay dude, and he's fucking like a Republican or whatever the fuck he is, you know, he's in whatever, the media fucking bunker headquarters or whatever at fucking, a place where all the press is supposed to be fucking covering Trump's victory or whatever. He's giving a speech is what it was. You know, there's fucking, you know, they have like their own sectioned off little fucking rooms. I mean, there's a big room for fucking like CNN and fucking CBS and fucking Fox and MSNBC, all that shit. And they're all supposed to be like set up there and fucking, you know, have a big TV set up to fucking watch like Trump's victory speech. And they're supposed to be like reporting on it. And, He's fucking walking through all of them, fuck, you know, as fucking Trump's giving the speech and fucking, you know, it's just a fucking ghost town. I mean, literally fucking nobody's there. I mean, fucking, you know, TVs are all on, fucking Trump's giving the speech and fucking, there's nobody, nobody's there and fucking, you know, they all got the fuck out of there. Cause they pretty much just had like a narrative. There's fucking like, oh yeah, I probably like rewrote some, you know, wrote some shit fucking beforehand and just fucking like, this is how it's going to go. This is how it's all building up. So, you know, here's my whatever. You know, here's my narrative I've fucking pre-written and for whatever in my head at least. And fucking, oh, just watch this and fucking yay. And fucking, you know, write down some fucking some quotes and then fucking spread my shit and fucking, you know, the narrative that they were a fucking part of for fucking years of fucking, you know, colluding and fucking spreading their bullshit and just fucking, oh, no way this would happen. I mean, fucking, that all fucking collapsed. I mean, that's fucking amazing. And, you know, they're not reporting the fucking news. I mean, you know, they all fucking bet on the wrong horse and now they're all fucked and they're, you know, they have to figure out a way to fucking go on damage control and, oh, try to salvage the fucking few people fucking left who are going to take them seriously now. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, look up that fucking video. It's fascinating. I mean, I don't know. He's probably got a million videos up there at this point around now. It's fucking just, I don't know. It's just him walking around fucking, during the victory speech. It's fucking, it's crazy. Yeah, then of course all the fucking, you know, the peace loving fucking tolerant, all the fucking, you know, hipster fucking hippie millennials, they're all fucking breaking down and they're fucking rioting, rioting like fucking pussies. Of course, they're all just fucking just standing there holding signs and just like whatever. I mean, yeah, it's fucking, or they're fucking like, oh, I'm fucking smashing shit, but it's like, dude, you're all smashing shit and fucking like some your faggot fucking faggot hipster town, like who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like fucking, what are you doing? You're gonna fucking, oh, I'm gonna tear up fucking Portland, Oregon. Lord help us. I mean, you know what I mean? Like fucking cesspool, who gives a shit? And you're gonna fucking, oh, is it gonna be a fucking kale shortage? Like who fucking cares? You'd fucking, you know, kill each other, you fucking homos. Yeah, I mean, right away, you start again, something like the reality, like some of the fucking straight talk for once. I mean, fucking, from the past fucking 4 years, like that shit just starts fucking coming through in the fucking media. Well, very little, but some of it. Fucking like, Rudy Giuliani came out and he's talking about the fucking the rioters. He called them a bunch of fucking whiny fucking crybabies who can't deal with the real life outside their fucking safe spaces or something like that. And it even said something like, oh, you know, that's a problem of putting fucking, you know, they're all putting fucking too much stock inside, you know, in their little life, in their little fucking bubbled fucking life inside the fucking the left wing fucking universities. And he's blaming pretty much the fucking, you know, the fucking extremist fucking left wing fucking professors that they're all fucking taking seriously. They've all been fucking brainwashed by, and then the fucking media and fucking like everywhere they turn, you know, they're all fucking like reinforcing this fucking politically correct fucking, you know, anti fucking white man fucking bullshit, you know. And he's pretty much said like, oh, it's the weakest minds of them that's fucking that are allowing themselves to be fucking influenced like so easily by all this bullshit. And fucking again, yep, absolutely, fucking yeah. I mean, that's a huge fucking part of it. I said it myself. It's just fucking, you know, the PC fucking whiny pussy bullshit. It's the new fucking religion. Hey man, people can't fucking think for themselves, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, oh, people told me this, that's why, you know what I mean? Fucking, I have to believe it, I can't think, you know what I mean? I can't think any other way, because, you know, and for once, is saying that, it's not, he didn't say it in a fucking tweet or whatever, it's not some fucking, like, leaked fucking text or something like that. You know, the nothing like that. It's not like fucking, you know, the media fucking like, oh, it was scandalous fucking like whatever, like email like that, or like, oh, he forgot to turn his mic off. Like, no, he's fucking saying that straight up to a fucking reporter. I'm just fucking like, no, these are fucking rioters. They're a bunch of fucking pussies, and they're all fucking brainwashed by their fucking, you know, professors. I mean, whatever, just straight up. He's saying it fucking freely, and it's fucking being printed as a news story in some fucking major paper or whatever, but not that that matters at this point, because that's fucking what the whole thing has been. Like, I don't trust anything that they said. But it's not some fucking like whiny fucking editorial thesis column about how we hurt their fucking feelings, you know what I mean? It's just like fucking, oh, that's just like something straight up they just fucking reported, and that's fucking great for once. And yeah, I'm not like fucking like, oh, everything's done, everything's fucking awesome now, fucking believe me. I mean, fucking, I guess fucking Trump is a fucking complete piece of shit, and I fucking dislike him, and, you know, pretty much all he fucking represents on, like, a personal level, you know what I mean? A fucking bragging, fucking loudmouth, fucking rich trust fund fucking cunt in a suit. He's really somebody I'd love to fucking punch in the face, to be honest with you. But, just the fact that he won over a fucking, you know, professional fucking politician, and he's fucking destroying the system, and, you know, people voted for, like, actual fucking change for once, and, you know, not the same, like, plastic fucking smiles feel we fucking heard time and time again, and, you know, and nothing fucking changes. They're just like, no, fuck this, dude, this sucks, you know what I mean? Pretty much, they said, this sucks, and they fucking voted for something different, so, I mean, that's the most fucking punk rock thing I fucking witnessed in my life. Again, as a person, fucking Trump's fucking pretty much all that's wrong in the world, to be honest with you. But in the world of politics, it's fucking, it's like we fucking elected GG fucking Allen, pretty much. That's great. And shit really won't change that much, in all honesty, I'd imagine. I mean, I said it before. I mean, he's not the fucking king of the U.S. all of a sudden. He can't fucking snap his fucking fingers and build a wall. I mean, that's just not going to fucking happen, by the way. But it's still just going to be, it's going to be fucking business as usual for the most part. I mean, it's not going to fucking affect my fucking day-to-day life at all, really. But, just the message that fucking sends out on a fucking national fucking level or whatever, international fucking level, is just like, dude, you guys try to fucking fearmonger and, you know, scapegoat and fucking, you know, threw all your fucking money at this and fucking, you know, and just everybody just calls you on your bullshit for once. And just, again, you can say what you want. I mean, again, it's fucking like, that's what's great about fucking, you know, not being censored and, you know, not being politically correct. I mean, just say what you want, but sit down when you fucking do it. Just sit the fuck down. You know, it's just fucking, you know, you're not as fucking important, as important as you thought you were, and fucking, you know, you're fucking, you certainly don't have fucking answers. I mean, it's fucking, it's just like, for once, I said the fucking, like, smallest fucking bit of fucking optimism in humanity I fucking had in a long time, fucking, if not, like, ever. I'm sure it won't fucking last long, you know what I mean? But it just to mark that it was there once, and fucking, it's like, wow, people actually fucking did the right thing for once, you know what I mean? You know, now it's just fucking burn it all down and fucking start over again. That's my hope and dream. But that's it for fucking politics for a while. I swear. I just had to rant. Well, the fucking ranting was good. I'll talk about games next. I fucking swear. I want to talk about some more Call of Duty, because I'm gonna. I think at this point I've played more Modern Warfare Remastered than whatever Infinite Warfare, the new game. I was playing through the Modern Warfare campaign, and it's actually a fucking really good fucking remaster. Looks really fucking really good. Like, it could be a brand new game, and I don't think anybody would bat an eye at it. And again, if fucking they released it, fucking as like, hey, this is whatever Call of Duty like 7 or what? No, more, it's probably more than that at that point. At this point, but if that, you know, again, if that this is like fucking a brand new game, and fucking I don't think anybody, we're like, yeah, it looks good. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, sure. The funny thing is, I mean, well, I guess it's more fucking sad than funny. It's just funny. In a lot of ways, the 10-year-old game, I mean, they just fucking touched up the graphics. I don't think they did anything to the actual, like, you know, like, go into the code and fucking, like, update anything else. I think it's just fucking, like, graphic. It might have been, like, little things they fucking, like, touched up on, like, the UI and all that. But in a lot of ways, it seems more fucking advanced than fucking Infinite Warfare, you know, particularly the fucking the AI, like, you know, I think the AI, they all fucking act more like realistically, and they fucking react to shit better in the old game than they do in fucking Infinite Warfare. I mean, fucking like in that, I mean, I noticed the fucking, like, oh, you know, if you die at a spot and you fucking reload, you know, reload a fucking checkpoint or whatever, you just see the same shit fucking play out, like, every time. It's just fucking, like, really fucking scripted and, like, linear. So, you know, it's as soon as you fucking, like, cross, like, an invisible fucking line or whatever, it's like, oh, two guys are gonna fucking run down the hallway and, you know what I mean, they're gonna fucking, they all take cover behind the same fucking boxes or whatever the fuck, behind the same walls, this is gonna do the same shit. Playing the old game in fucking Modern Warfare, it seems like it's a lot more fucking, like, flexible, and, like, the enemies fucking, you know, reacts to you, like, a lot more, you know, what you're doing. I mean, this still like the trigger is a fucking like, oh, I stepped over this fucking invisible line and fucking guys come out or whatever. But it's fucking like they'll come out, but then it's fucking like, oh, they might fucking like, you know, you shoot their buddy and they fucking like, you know, shoot the guy on the left because you know he's the one who killed me last time. Like the first get first, so you spawn in, fucking like, all right, I'm gonna get that guy first, and you do that, and fucking you know, but instead the guy on the right shoots you, and or fucking you know, or as you're you know aiming at the guy on the left, the guy on the right's fucking like flanking here or some shit, and just fucking Or they randomly fucking like tossed a grenade this time or like something like that. Just you know, it's like the AI just seems more fucking like lifelike and just like advanced and shit. Even though my Modern Warfare, I mean, it still has its own fucking problems though. I mean it is because that's fucking you know, that's some random. It can be like random shit and can be fucking pretty cheap. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that there was a couple times where I just fucking, you know, clear out a room, like, completely, if like, alright, it's clear, fucking move forward, and then I'm pretty sure fucking somebody would just fucking spawn in behind me and just, like, shoot me in the back. It's just like, yeah, that shit fucking sucks pretty bad. Or you know, there's quite a few parts where enemies will just fucking endlessly spawn in, you know, they just keep coming, there's you know, waves of them until you hit, like, a certain point, like, you had to, like, physically walk over again, like, an invisible line or something, and Or like get to like an objective or whatever, and then they'll fucking you know, then they'll stop coming or whatever, or there's fucking like all the guys like, oh, there's an army behind me, but you got in this house and now they just like disappear or whatever because you fucking turned your back, and so you have like fucking like little tiny buildings that are like fucking like clown cars and you know like one floor, you know what I mean, fucking little houses, and I see like a dozen guys fucking pour out of it and fucking like, all right, fucking take your time fucking picking them all off. And then, all right, they're clear, fucking move up. Then like, oh, nope, a dozen more come out and fucking like, fuck, and you stop and, you know, clear them out. And then a dozen more. It's like, dude, this is kind of fucking ridiculous. And, I get that's like their trick. They do that to like make it feel like you're part of this, you know, big fucking war, big fucking full battlefield, you're fighting a fucking army and shit, but it is pretty fucking goofy, and you know, it can be fucking, like, frustrating, and just fucking, like, I'm sitting there fucking shooting, and I'm running low on ammo, these guys just keep fucking coming, and I'm just kind of, like, trapped here, and, sometimes you almost have to, like, metagame it, like, fucking cheese it sometimes, it's just fucking, if you remember that sniping level, it's called like all ghillied up or whatever. That was the big one everybody talked about. Where the one you're in fucking like I think it's like Chernobyl or something. It might be another radioactive fucking city in fucking Russia or whatever. But you know you're following fucking one of your buddies, you know, your sniper fucking, like, commander buddy or whatever, and you're going in to fucking assassinate somebody. And it's a really good fucking level, so that's still great for the most part. Then you get to the fucking end, and you have to fucking hold out for, like, 10 or 12 minutes or whatever of just fucking, like, all right, you know, you're waiting for a chopper to come in, and it pretty much turns into fucking, like, horde mode, or just, you know, hundreds of fucking enemy soldiers are fucking storming in, fucking coming from, like, helicopters and shit, and you're, like, you're trying to fucking like hunker down and you know pick them off as they're coming up, and it's fucking hard. the last part, I just kept fucking dying like over and over, and just getting fucking you know flanked, fucking surrounded, and I was getting pissed because it was you know it just seems like it doesn't matter how many fucking people I sit there and kill, they're just gonna keep coming. Like you know what I mean? It's fucking like oh, if I focus on this area, they're just gonna fucking come in like behind me or whatever. Like it was just like I thought it was fucking ridiculous and. The way I ended up fucking getting through it is fucking, you know, I hid in a fucking, like, corner or some shit, something stupid. It's just fucking, like, I'm just gonna hide in this fucking corner and just fucking, like, you know, the AI would run up one way and just fucking, like, oh, they kind of, like, freak out and just fucking, like, or sit there, like, staring at a fucking wall, like, not knowing what to do, and just fucking, like, all right, I'll pick them off here and just fucking, like, whatever. And I just fucking did that till the fucking, the fucking time ran out, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's kind of cheesy and, or there's a mission you have to clear out like a half dozen houses and fucking you know it's just they make it like an open fucking stage or whatever just fucking I can go whatever order you want and do them however you want and So I ended up, so I'm fucking like, I post up like near one thing and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna fucking just thin out the guys coming out of this house and shoot them through the windows and shit and fucking like, everybody coming from every other direction. I'll fucking, just kind of post up here till it's pretty thin. I can go in and it's just, they don't stop. They're just gonna keep coming until you just run inside a fucking house. You know what I mean? You just have to beeline it to the fucking house. Then magically there's only, there's just three people inside the house now and, nobody's outside or coming out. Yeah, just did shit like that. It just kind of shows its age, but it's still really fucking fun. Fun to play through, and just some of the levels I'd completely fucking forgotten about, like the one you're a gunner in the AC-130 and fuck, the plane the entire time, and you're just fucking up in the air, just fucking dropping bombs and shit and just fucking annihilating fucking, enemy fucking squads and like tanks and shit, and it's fucking, you're pretty much like invulnerable. I mean, it's not challenging, nothing like that, but it's just so fucking like fun, so cool. I mean, seeing everything through this fucking black and white, like grainy thermal vision, the entire mission, just, everybody looks like fucking like ants and shit. It's just really, really fucking cool. And the game just plays fucking great in general, and it's just immediately, almost like I fucking never stop fucking playing Call of Duty. Just it's fluid fucking feel to it. Just again, even the newer ones like fucking Infinite Warfare, just like it doesn't have like that same feel of like whatever Modern Warfare 1 and 2 and shit. Just fucking like so a certain like magic to it. It's fucking like this feels fucking great. Like Titanfall almost gets it. I mean, it's got some of that, but it's just like not quite the same. But fucking just like this just feels like, I don't know. So really good. But then if I'm like, all right, I play through the campaign, I'm like, ah, that's pretty cool. I mean, if I, again, some fucking aging fucking issues or whatever, but I'm like, ah, it still holds up pretty well. Then I started playing the multiplayer, and that's fucking like pure fucking nostalgia. I mean, that's like where I spent like most of my time, and I played fucking a shit ton of it, and still fun. It's still fun to play. I mean, the maps are fucking great, and of course I fucking know all of them like the fucking back of my hand. Just fucking, remember fucking Bog or remember fucking Ambush, and fucking I do. I fucking remember them like crazy, and just I was having fun playing them for a while, and just, some things were fucking really pissing me off. It's fucking like, oh yeah, some of this already, you know what I mean? Fuck with the perks, fucking like, all right, somebody has the fucking the Juggernaut fucking perk, and it takes like three quarters of a fucking clip, and they're fucking back to kill them, you know what I mean? Just, you get people just fucking camping, fucking laying prone with fucking sniper rifles, they'll fucking kill you in one shot with their fucking like whatever 50 caliber fucking rifle, you know what I mean, from a mile away, and then they're getting their fucking kill streaks, and people are fucking bitching about it in the fucking chat of just fucking, oh, you fucking faggots fucking sniping and all, oh, faggot fucking whatever Juggernaut, all that shit again, all of it, it's all again, this is just exactly how you remember it pretty much, and just fucking like, oh yeah, this is Call of Duty, how I remember it. But it felt a little bit off. I mean, just, or I felt a little bit off too, because I'm obviously a fucking, like, whatever, 10 years of fucking rust built up and all that shit. But then I played some of the hardcore modes where it's almost like one-shot fucking kills and, drop people like real. It's just a completely different fucking pace of the game. And it's just like, oh, yeah, that's the fucking Modern Warfare. I remember fucking playing hardcore fucking team deathmatch and search and destroy. I mean, that's fucking what I did mostly for, as soon as I figured out, like, oh, this plays a hell of a lot better. That shit's fucking tense. I mean, it's fucking, when you get no radar, you can fucking kill your teammates and shit if they fucking walk in front of you, and just, I mean, it just fucking slows shit down like a hell of a lot. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, it's almost like who sees who first, and it's fucking just like, oh yeah, you can be a sniper and fucking like whatever, just, hunker down again. But guess what? If your fucking head's poking up and I see your fucking, anything, if I see your fucking foot, I can fucking shoot your foot and you're fucking like done. So, whatever. And it's just like, once you know the maps, it's just fucking like, oh, well that fucking, you know, pixel seems a little bit off, and fucking just like fire around. There's no fucking radar, so it's not like you're popping up or whatever. I mean, people can hear you, but it's fucking just like, you know, it's like, oh, is that a person? Fucking like, you know, a few rounds, fucking they're not going to run off around a fucking corner. It's fucking you hit them, they're fucking done. I mean, yeah, it's just like as you're playing in the hardcore mode, you're really fucking concentrating, you're fucking checking your corners, and you have to fucking like work with your teammates, just fucking like keep in mind, all right, that guy's over here to the right of me, so fucking like whatever, and just, you know, again, you see a fucking faggot sniper, you can fuck him up just as fucking easily with an M16. It's good, and really, the hardcore modes are really fucking good. The only downside of that is fucking, you know, not many people are playing, so, you know, you get stuck with one fucking, like, try-hard queer, and fucking, like, he's immediately fucking laying down fucking three claymores, you know what I mean? Fucking, I'm just gonna sit in this corner, I'm gonna fucking lay three claymores down and fucking, you know, go prone and fucking, sit in this corner and, you know, meanwhile, everybody else is fucking playing like normal people, like fucking running around and shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Like working with each other and shit, and the other guy in the fucking corner would be like fucking like 10-1 because he's a fucking pussy because he's not fucking moving and just fucking like camping and shit. Then he'd fucking spam the chat, oh, GG, garbage team though. It's just like, dude, fuck you. It seems like everybody else except that one guy, you know, one guy is pretty fucking cool that are playing hardcore and fucking, you know, some people were getting on like the chat, like the actual like voice chat, and then fucking just like, oh, hey guys, like fucking whatever. Just fucking like, oh yeah, it's a guy over here, like whatever. You know, anybody have a UAV, that type of shit, anybody have a UAV? And, there's fucking that one faggot fucking ruining it. You know what I mean? I muted him, but the thing that sucks is you can't hide the fucking text chat. That sucks. Again, I wish you just get rid of everything, or there's no way to just fucking like go into fucking, you know, voice chat and just fucking like mute that completely. Like, you have to, like, if you go in a game, if you want to mute everybody, you gotta like bring up the fucking scoreboard and just fucking go through one by one, mute. Like, that's kind of a pain in the ass. I wish it was just fucking like an option to just mute everything. I don't want to fucking hear or read anything from anybody. But yeah, it's still fun. I mean, I play fucking hardcore games all day long. I mean, it's no Doom, of course, but hey, what can be? Doom is still the best, in my opinion. Modern Warfare Remastered, I mean, a little dated, still good. Definitely better than fucking Infinite Warfare, anyway. I don't know, it was one of those fucking, like, playing, I'm like, should I review this? I'm like, it's a fucking 10-year-old game, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, what am I gonna fucking say about this, other than it fucking looks good? But speaking of games, I'm not sure if I can, there are even fucking reviewable, it's fucking Civilization VI, I ended up putting fucking quite a bit of time into it. I don't know, like fucking like 15, 16 hours or something like that. And just fucking just overall just, I don't know. I'm just not sure if that's a fucking game for me. I was really, I don't know, like fucking again, 12, 14, whatever. Quite a bit of time I fucking put into it. And it's like, I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, really. No idea. I'm just fucking like, the thing is, it's dense, you know, so I can appreciate, like, complex games, and, like, that can be great, but I just don't think the fucking, the information that they present is, you know, that they fucking present it in the fucking, the clearest way, you know what I mean? Like, I started doing, I'm like, ah, oh, it's been a while, you know, I fucking start, like, oh, I'll do the tutorial, it's been fucking years since I played a fucking Civilization game, and that one was fucking Revolution, which I really fucking liked, Civilization Revolution, I thought it was great. But I mean, in compared to like the main games, it was like the consoleized, like the stripped down fucking version, where it was just fucking like, you didn't have as many like options or like whatever, but it was, you're still doing the same basic thing. It was just like faster, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, a lot faster after playing the whole fucking game of that. Just, it's like a stripped down fucking version, but after playing through like fucking Civilization VI, I'm like, I think that was like the better way to go. I mean, fucking, I'm sure like the long time players didn't like that. It was fucking like, that was just played so much fucking better. It was a much better game, I think, than what I'm playing now. So I'm playing the tutorial is pretty much like useless. It's fucking like, oh, click this button. Okay, click this button. Like, I don't know. exactly what I'm doing or why I'm doing it, but you're telling me to do it, so I'll do that and do it and just see what happens, I guess. And fucking like, oh, well, look at the manual or whatever the fuck. The Civopedia, open that up for more information if you want. And it's fucking like, oh, you're on your own, I guess. And fucking, okay, I guess so. I started a fucking new game on like normal or maybe even fucking like one level lower. And then like, within like an hour, it's just like, I'm just fucked. Like, I think I just fucked myself. It's just fucking like, you know, this barbarian's fucking constantly fucking raided me. It's like, I don't know where the fuck they're coming from or how to stop them. And, another country is fucking denouncing me for some reason, fucking like over and over again. And it's fucking like, you know, they have an army on my fucking borders. And it's fucking like, I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right. Obviously gonna fucking attack me, so it's fucking like I attack them and fucking like, oh no, you wasn't supposed to do that, because you know, now I'm a fucking like branded as a fucking warmonger because I didn't fucking like officially like declare war or some shit like that. Now fucking like every other fucking country hates me and just fucking like stuck in this fucking like hopeless fucking bullshit loop where it's like I can't build soldiers fast enough or defenses, and when I do build them, they just fucking like immediately just get destroyed and shit. So it's like, so all right, fuck this, I guess I'm fucked. So I fucking start a new game, fucking on like the easiest fucking like setting, like, all right, let's try this again. And fucking like, okay, make sure to kill all the fucking barbarians first, fucking check, and keep getting these fucking messages from other players. Everybody fucking hates me because my army is too big. Everybody hates me because my fucking army is too small. I haven't built enough fucking wonders. I built too many of them. This doesn't make fucking sense. And it's kind of fucking annoying just fucking being interrupted by these fucking talking heads saying like useless shit. Just like, oh, well, hey, oh, you're a jerk. Fucking that's it. Denounces you. Okay. Goodbye. I mean, whatever. I mean, just like, dude, this is fucking obnoxious. And, I keep getting stuck in these fucking loops where it's just fucking like I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for something. It's fucking like, you know, everything takes like everything I can build takes like fucking dozens of fucking turns to build up. And it's just like, I have three cities all fucking waiting on something. You know, they're all waiting to fucking build something. I have nothing to fucking, nothing to do. Fucking no soldiers to fucking move or anything. I'm just fucking clicking next turn, waiting for the computer, fucking next turn, running out of gold for fucking upkeeps. Now it's fucking like deleting some of my fucking soldiers. And so it's like, oh, I gotta make a trader to fucking, you know what I mean, get fucking more gold to fucking bring in. It's like, no, you have to build this fucking type of building first to get another trade route. But first, before you even do that, you have to build this other thing that takes fucking like 50 turns. It's like, dude, what the fuck? It's just like, I don't know. I mean, I suck at it, I guess. I mean, you could say. I mean, I wouldn't fucking argue with you, or I have no idea how to fucking still play. Yeah, it's just kind of ridiculous after playing for like 15 hours. You know what I mean? And fucking just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, what I'm doing wrong, what I should be doing. It is definitely a game where you just kind of like fucking zone out and just fucking like click and click and click. It's, you know, it is one of those clickers, as I describe them. It's fucking like, oh, it's a clicker. You just sit there and click and click, 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 and fucking just, and just before you know it, fucking, you know, 3 hours fucking fly by. It is that, but I'm not a huge fan of those types of games. I still just don't know. I was like, I still know. I'm like, am I having fun or not? Am I just fucking like wasting time doing this? And don't know if the game's good or what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I don't know. I think I should just play some fucking Mega Man instead, like Mega Man 1 or 2 or whatever. And that's it. Again, I don't know if I can fucking even review. I'm like, I don't know if I can fucking review this game, but I don't know. I still don't know what the fuck it is. And, yeah, that's it for this week too. And I'll admit I fucking lost some game time this week. Just again, I was just stuck going down the YouTube. Like, what the fuck? I'm just watching fucking SJWs fucking flipping out because fucking Trump won, and you know, showing off fucking them all, showing their true colors about how fucking racist and fucking sexist and fucking ignorant they are, and just for instance, the best one I saw was a fucking tweet about, you know, it's a fucking like white like 20-year-old fucking like college looking girl, you know, on fucking like YouTube or whatever, and she has like some channel that's fucking, yeah, it's gonna be so great, and the world's gonna come together when Hillary's fucking winning, and we're all just gonna be, you know, so fucking peace loving, and then you know, and then fucking immediately fucking after, just fucking Trump wins, just fucking like, oh, that's it, sexism and racism won, fuck you white men. Just do me a favor and just, you know, break that down for a little bit and just think about it for a few. Racist and sexist. Fuck you, white men. Never forget. Never forget. Somebody needs to fucking grab her by the fucking pussy and show her what a fucking piece of shit she is. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done. Just the usual bullshit. Go to Grunt Free Press Podcast. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. I'm Absolute Deicide, and good night and good luck in this new world.
To the death to save your useless flag. You want a banana republic. just one of us do? Against all that money and power trying to crush us into roaches, we won't destroy society in a day until we change ourselves first from the inside out. We can start by not lying so much and treating other people like dirt. It's so easy not to base our lives on how much we can stand. You know it feels good to lift that monkey up off the head. Never live in a place where they say the things they do without being taken out and shot. Swallow God against the goons trying to take my rights away. We've got to rise above the need for cops and laws. Let kids of communication instead of schools push competition about more art and theater instead of sports. Give them all the details, let's legalize them. Crime drops on the market present. Budgets in the red, let's taxi the hitch on. No one will do it for us. We'll just have to fix ourselves. Honesty ain't all that hard. Just put Rambo back inside your pants. Causing trouble for the system's much more fun. Thank for the toilet paper, is that leading less to me? Look around, we're all people who need countries anyway. I think I love it too, I think I love it more than you. I care enough to fight the stars and stripes of corruption. Let's bring it on down, let's bring it on down, let's bring it on down. If we don't try, if we just cry, if we can't find a way to do better than this, we will.
Mark, we're going to talk about this more in the next few blocks, but I want to follow up on what Steve just said about how the Clinton campaign believed until 9 o'clock that they had a lock on this, that they were going to win. The fault of that actually lies with the media, and there is some self-reflection. Jim Rutenberg today writes a fascinating article where the New York Times editor and others basically come to terms with the fact that they stopped being journalists over the past month and began being cheerleaders and began being people who had a conclusion that they reached and then searched for facts to show that Hillary Clinton was a 92, 93, 99.999% chance winner of winning this campaign.
Well, how else would you explain it except that they were searching for those facts? I'm wondering, I mean, was it a big aberration or?
No, it wasn't aberration. It was there the entire time. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to see it. And I will just say it. When people like Mark, us, Nate Silver, even, and I want you guys to think about this, at the Times and the Washington Post, people I know and love, I want you to think about this, that when anybody even made the suggestion that Donald Trump could be elected president of the United States, it was their journalistic standards that were questioned. When Mark Halperin suggested that there was a pathway forward for Donald Trump as president of the United States, I won't name names because so many of them are my friends, and there's no need to name names now. The time for recrimination is over. But reporters at some of the best newspapers in the world, anchors at some of the best news networks in the world, mocked and ridiculed Mark Halperin. I want you to think about this. They mocked and ridiculed him not for saying that Donald Trump was going to be elected president of the United States. They mocked and ridiculed him for saying there was a slight chance that Donald Trump could be elected president of the United States. Now, if your job, you thought, and Jim Rutenberg did say back in August, the New York Times job and journalist's job now was to defeat Donald Trump. The editor of the New York Times confirmed that. If you really think that's your job, think about this. Think about what you did. You were trying to help Hillary Clinton defeat Donald Trump because you thought Donald Trump would be such a malignant cancer on our constitutional republic. But you did two things. The first thing you did is you put liberals and Democrats and independents who thought like you, You put them in a position where they were complacent, where they really did believe, not only in New York, but across America and the world, that Hillary Clinton had a 98.999% chance of being elected president of the United States. So if that's the case, why do I have to go to the phone banks? Why do I have to knock on doors? Why do I have to go out of my house at 7 o'clock at night and get in my car and drive two blocks over and talk to a friend who's wavering and sit down and explain to them why Hillary Clinton would be best for I don't need to do that.
Why do I have to vote?
You've told me. She's got a 98.99% chance of winning, or a 90% chance of winning if we're talking about the upshot. Poor Nate Silver got slammed for saying she had a 70% chance of winning. You understand that? That's the first thing you did. The second thing you did, which I think you're beginning to understand now from reading Jim Rutenberg's really good penetrating article, is you completely ignored the world, the elite cluster that you don't know. You had a complete blind spot, and you wanted to keep it that way. It was much easier for you to stay in Manhattan and say, you know what, they're only voting for Trump because they're racist and bigots. There's no way he can win because they're all just racist and bigots. Well, if you really do believe that, then you believe that 50 million people in America are racist and bigots. And if you really do believe that, then I take pity on you. You still don't understand what Michael Moore, yes? What Michael Moore understands. America is hurting. Economically, middle America is hurting. Read J.D. Vance's book if you don't understand what's going on out there. You don't understand what's going on. And let's face it, I don't understand what's going on out there. But you know what Mark and I did that you didn't do? You know what Mika did that you didn't do? We actually talked to people in middle America. And they told us they were hurting, and they told us why they were voting for Trump. Mark, my God, Mark, you were with Donald Trump's campaign for the last, 72, 96 hours? And you saw crowds in Michigan and these other states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, crowds that you've never seen before.
Yeah, Sunday on a circus, we're going to have the tour. Mark McKinnon and I covered Donald Trump for the last 3 days and talked to a lot of voters. And I think you hear those voices, as we heard all year when we traveled and actually talked to people supporting Trump. You said a lot of things I want to respond to. I just want to say one thing. I love the New York Times. I think it's a great institution.
By the way, I need to say this. Yeah. Point of personal privilege. I love the New York Times. And I read it every day. I've said this time and time again. I have the greatest respect for the reporters over there. I don't know what I'd do. And I know a lot of conservatives are going to, I don't know what I would do without the New York Times. It's how I gauge.
It's not just the New York Times.
I agree, but
I love the Washington Post.
But look
at the headline.
Look at the headline of this
story.
At the headline of this story. This is the day after.
Look at this.
A
surprising underdog sweeping victory. And their headline is not, disaffected Americans have a champion going to the White House, or the country votes for fundamental change. The headline's about how disappointed the friends of the people who run the New York Times are about what's happened. I mean, it's amazing.
Democrats, students,
it's amazing to me that this is the headline of the New York Times.
Face the reality of
and
Trump.
And not picking on
this.
The Times, but
look
it's a great
this.
Example.
Look at this. Look at this.
Right.
This is staggering. It really is, Mark.
I mean, it's the onion.
This shows that the editors of the New York Times, who I have the greatest respect for them, they don't get it.
This is about them.
A Saturday Night Live skit. You went to a cocktail party the night before, and you decided to write this.
It's, and you know, when I thought Trump had a chance to lose, which I did, but I thought he had a chance to win it, I said to liberals, he's going to get 42 million votes. 42 million people are going to vote for him. What are they voting for? And this is their headline.
That's their
newsroom. If a Democratic candidate who was thought to, had a 10% chance of winning by the New York Times, had ended up winning and winning red states as Trump won blue states, I don't think that would have been the headline.
No.
And I'll just say again, the responsibility of journalists is to not report on their biases. It's to go out and understand the country through the prism of the election and say, why are people feeling the way they're feeling? And I'm just stunned at how people are reacting.
By the way,
liberal
look
filmmaker.
At this. Let's talk about
except
some
I'm
people
not
who did it right. The Boston Globe.
There
they did
go.
It right. It was a seismic shift. Now, listen, we're all saying that we thought Trump could have won. we're just as shocked as you that he won the way he did. Yep. So nobody's sitting here saying, we had a crystal ball. But the thing is, understand, across divide, the Washington Post writes, all eyes on Trump.
Can I just say one more thing?
And, yeah, I just want to say, the Wall Street Journal had, I think, probably the best headline, a new political order that we all have to grapple with. And I'm going to be depending on the New York Times and their great journalists to help us through this time. But they have got to keep the editorial mumbo jumbo on the editorial page where it belongs.
I covered that Hillary Clinton event yesterday, and her performance was everything you all said it was. It was so moving to see how upset her supporters were. And I understand why they're upset. And I have tons of friends who supported Hillary Clinton. I get why they're upset.
And by the way, I've got to say, I've got friends who are hurt, who were crying all day yesterday. Yeah. And I ache for them. Yeah. They're close friends. I understand what it means when people that you believe in lose. But I've got to tell you, I never had the media focus on my people when the people that I supported, sometimes Democrats, conservative Democrats, lost.
Right. That's the point I was going to make.
Go ahead.
I mean, if Donald Trump had lost, do you think the press would have been so concerned about his supporters and their disappointment? The country is divided. She won the popular vote. There are a lot of people who are really upset about this. But the coverage cannot just be, and the dialogue cannot just be about how upset those people are. I feel so bad for them. The people there, they're hugging each other and crying.
We know them.
It's heartbreaking.
Oh,
and for her, who, as we said before, she thought at 9 p.m., she was going to be president. She's thought for weeks she was going to be president.
Well, the whole world did because the media didn't do their job for the past month.
Right.
Let's just say it.
You want Michael Moore?
Yeah.
Liberal filmmaker Michael Moore responded to Donald Trump's election yesterday with a morning after to-do list posted on Facebook. Besides taking over the Democratic Party and returning it to the people, he advocates to, quote, fire all pundits, predictors, pollsters, and anyone else in the media who had a narrative they wouldn't let go of and refused to listen to or acknowledge what was really going on. Those same bloviators will now tell us we must heal and divide and come together. They will pull more hooey like that in the days to come. Turn them off. He adds, everyone must stop saying they are stunned and shocked. What you mean to say is that you were in a bubble and weren't paying attention to your fellow Americans and their despair. Years of being neglected by both parties, the anger and the need for revenge against the system only grew. Along came a TV star they liked, whose plan was to destroy both parties and tell them all you're fired. Trump's victory is no surprise. He was never a joke. Treating him as one only strengthened him.
Which we said on this program, which I know a lot of people at these newspapers watch, in June of 2015, almost verbatim, we said the more you mock him, the stronger you make him.
And when he came down the escalator, we said this could happen, and the entire room laughed.
Michael Moore predicted that Donald Trump was going to win. Michael Moore did one of the most extraordinary things, and again, this shows how there is a new political order. Michael Moore is somebody that, I mean, we've been at each other's throats.
I'm not sure you two are exactly, yeah. Like,
yeah, but you know what? Michael Moore got it better than anybody else this entire campaign. And he did something extraordinary. He did something that we all need to do as Americans that live more and more in our clusters. We live around people who think like us, who vote like us, who worship